Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast. It's sort of got me going on the etiquette. On the he's barely ever sworn on this podcast. He's gone five times already.
Look, most people did it right, I think.
They do. But I like that point around because some people, they might know how to hook up the caravan, drive safely, all the rest of it. They don't actually know some of the etiquette around, like, keeping an even space between convoy, allowing, because it becomes quite problematic on the roads when you get a group of three or four caravans in a row. You become two B doubles, basically, like the space that they take up. So I think there, and I'm not going to ask you to name them all now, Ronnie, but there's part of that becomes the etiquette and like the safety around all of that stuff, even just the art of driving caravan and what it means for other people on the road too.
The art of highway, really.
Yeah. So there's, I don't know how we tell you about that, because I'm not going to tell you because I don't know it.
But yeah.
There's stuff that does annoy me when you're coming up to caravanners, and I'm sure there's someone out there that can let people know what they are. You've just alluded to a couple of them, but.
Yes.
There must be a little handbook somewhere that someone's made.
Yeah.
Or maybe we need to make one.
There's another one of our business ideas that we don't tell anyone.
There's a few. That's what.
Yeah, we'll come back to, we forgot about that last week and I've still got it in my head.
Yeah.
When are we talking about business ideas?
I forgot about it.
Stay
completely.
With me.
Sorry.
Stay with me.
Go.
Was that the solar thing?
It was around solar. Yeah, that's all we're telling them, though.
That's right. That was last week. That's last week.
It was around solar.
The art of driving.
The art of driving.
Yep. Yes. Put your foot on the accelerator, make sure your hands are at 10 to 2 and just...
Yeah. I reckon you need to do the speed limit. Or at least close to it.
Yeah.
Don't do 80 in a 110. Look, I know you're restricted to 100 when you're towing in most states, not all states.
Yep.
But... you know, at least do like 90 or something, or leave a gap, like especially if you're in a convoy.
Yep.
I understand that people want to save their fuel money by going below 100 because you burn far less fuel, and I think that's what's happening. You know, but just leave gaps. Have your two-way radio on. If you can afford a caravan, you can afford a bloody radio.
He was going to go again.
It's always off.
Oh, mate.
Well, no, he's right.
No, he is.
Absolutely right.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
And there's a bloody good radio that's just come out.
Yeah.
So
GME, XRS, it's not like da 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 da.
666660.
Was it? Yeah.
Shout out Tony.
Shout out Tony.
Truckies. I see truckies overtaking caravans all the time. And the best overtakes are, you hear them on Channel 40. They're communicating. It's like,
you beauty.
Awesome caravaner.
Yeah.
You know? This guy is a road warrior, you know. Road he knows warrior. What he's doing.
That's what you want to
call him. Well, that's what you want to call him, right? Because they're doing the right thing. And then you're like, mate, come past me. I'll slow down. I'll even move over a bit. That's what you hear a lot of them say. And that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the same like when you're overtaking trucks. Now, unless we're having a chat for our own convoy, usually one of us jumps on, like we did it across the Nullarbor. It's like, hey, mate, we're just coming around. There's another two behind me, and you know.
And you actually had to let us know because we only had the one unit.
Yeah, so
you were sort of relaying the message because we didn't want to lose contact with. Well, there were a couple of times we had to switch to 40 because you guys were able to skip ahead, told us to hold back. Then you end up a few Ks down the road, you no longer our eyes. So we'd actually just switch over to 40, but that's where the two units would be bloody handy.
You can always switch.
Yeah, I suppose.
I've got one that's got like a scan and priority on it. So when they chat on 40, it comes through to me and it takes me off whatever channel that we'll be sitting on.
That'd be a GME unit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is a GME unit. It's bloody elite. I didn't know about it until our most recent trip. And my mate Rory put it up, set it up for me. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's
so good because they'll be like, oh, yeah, car behind. Like you can go past. You have no idea that there's cars coming or not because you can't see past this massive truck.
Yeah.
It's the best. Absolutely the best. So make sure you've got a radio.
Yeah, you can also get warnings like, you know, like there's, you know, wildlife coming up. And you hear the truckies talk to each other as well. And you'll hear if there's like a flashy on the side or whatever. And a few other colourful words.
They're bloody polite on the radio. Or at least they were when I was up there.
Oh, yeah. They're always polite when I on the road, but you do get some interesting conversations on there, that's for sure.
Yeah, you do.
I love it. I love it. Anyway.
Good stuff. So while there's no need to license or educate on caravanning at the moment, how do people become good at it? Because at the end of the day, you've just got to jump in and do it.